This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Europe threatens to hobble Russia's economy. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Russia has invaded Ukraine. President Biden is scheduled to meet shortly with leaders of the G7, including Canada, Britain, Japan, and Germany. They're expected to coordinate new sanctions on Russia. Here's British Prime Minister Boris Johnson speaking earlier this morning.
Today, in concert with our allies, we will agree a massive package of economic sanctions designed in time to hobble the Russian economy. And to that end, we must also collectively cease the dependence on Russian oil and gas that for too long has given Putin his grip on Western politics.
My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more now from London.
Massive is the term European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen used to describe a new sanctions package due to be unveiled later today. In an early morning press conference, she said the measures would target Russia's access to key technologies and markets. The European Union will also look to freeze Russian assets in Europe and block access to European financial markets. U.S. President Joe Biden also condemned Moscow's decision to pursue what he called premeditated war, and he's meeting with other G7 leaders to discuss imposing, quote, severe sanctions on Russia. Earlier this week, the West unveiled what many leaders called the first tranche of sanctions. Those were largely targeted at individuals and banks. This next round, though, is expected to be much harsher, with the goal, von der Leyen said, to weaken Russia's economic base, its capacity to modernize, and take a heavy toll on the Kremlin's ability to finance war. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
One of the more extreme sanctions on the table would be to cut Russia off from the SWIFT system of international payments between banks. Foreign ministers from several Baltic states have called for this, but it appears unlikely for now, according to reporting from Reuters. European banks are owed tens of billions of dollars from entities in Russia, and cutting Russia off from the international payment system would make repayment difficult. Other financial disruptions, though, have already materialized. Prices for everything from energy to corn are shooting up. Oil prices are at around $100 a barrel. Traders are bracing for possible supply disruptions or more sanctions. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that.
Russia is a major oil exporter, and it's not clear if OPEC could add more oil to the market if Russian exports dropped off. Russia is also a big natural gas supplier, so natural gas prices are also up. Germany relies heavily on Russian gas to run factories producing cars, electronics, and plastics. Russia also produces palladium and platinum. Prices for those metals are up. Palladium is a component of catalytic converters, and Russia exports cobalt, copper, and nickel. Nickel is used in batteries for electric vehicles, and copper is a key raw material in electronics and construction. But the impact here goes way beyond energy and metals. Food is involved, too. Russia and Ukraine are big wheat producers. Much of Europe and countries like Egypt depend on that wheat. Ukraine also grows and exports lots of corn. The prices of wheat, oats, and corn are also spiking. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Numbers reflect both general concern and specific economic worries coming out of this conflict around inflation and energy prices. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Grant Thornton.
The timing couldn't have been worse. We've already got a well-kindled fire on inflation, and now we're dosing it with more fuel, given the surge in energy prices and the threat of cyber attacks that could further muck up supply chains. We're already seeing fears of stagflation rise in Europe as they have to deal with the brunt of those increase in energy prices. But as we know, energy prices are globally set. It's getting harder to imagine getting out of this inflation scenario without some kind of a hard landing, be it oil prices causing a recession in and of themselves and the market seizing up, or the Fed having to step up and raise rates into a economy that is slowing in the face of surging oil prices.
Dan Swank there, chief economist at Grant Thornton.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Physical attacks on Ukraine have been accompanied by cyber attacks on that country. Ukrainian government websites are down. They were taken out by distributed denial of service attacks. That is where massive waves of fake web traffic overwhelm a site. Hackers also infected hundreds of computers with malware that wipes data from hard drives. And that malware has reached computers in nearby Latvia and Lithuania, too. Russia has denied that it is behind the attacks. For cybersecurity experts, it's another sign of the shifting dynamics of international aggression, and it comes amid a sharp rise in ransomware attacks globally. Adam Myers is Senior Vice President of Intelligence at the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, U.S. officials have warned U.S. businesses, local governments to watch out for potential ransomware attacks, other attacks. As soon as the president announced sanctions, would you agree with that assessment that the risk is now heightened even for run-of-the-mill businesses in the U.S.?
Well, you know, I think that it would be unlikely for Russian threat actors to directly target U.S. businesses. And I think the bigger concern for U.S. companies, Western entities, is that there would be potential collateral impact. And we saw this back in 2017 with NotPetya, for example, where organizations will do offshore development in Ukraine and things like that. So a lot of organizations had connections there. And because of that, they ended up having disruptive impact from that.
We know governments engage in cyber attacks. We also hear about independent groups that are, you know, either loosely associated or not associated with governments. Who's doing it more these days, governments or, you know, random criminals?
You know, it depends on who you are and what kind of target profile you have. E-crime actors tend to be fairly opportunistic, and they're going after businesses based off of their revenue. When you look at a nation state, whether it be China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, they all have different motivations. So, for example, North Korea has been heavily targeting cryptocurrency platforms because they're stealing cryptocurrency in order to fund activities of the regime. And that's happened to the tune of hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars that they've been able to steal. China has engaged in aggressive espionage campaigns that are targeting stealing intellectual property and using that to drive economic objectives, whether it be part of the Belt and Road Initiative or the 14th Five-Year Plan. They also conduct intelligence collection to go after people that are problematic for the regime, whether it be groups like the Uyghurs or democracy activists. Obviously, with the situation in Ukraine unfolding, everybody's very concerned about what the Russian threat actors do. And Russian threat actors can engage in espionage, but they also engage in disruptive and destructive attacks. And we've seen this play out numerous times over the last 9 years in Ukraine.
Adam Myers is Senior Vice President of Intelligence at the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. It was good to talk to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are Jay Siebold and Jessen Dueler. Our intern is Jarrett Dang. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.